Monaco South. So I'd like to introduce to you Tom Morrow of the Optimist Club of Monaco South.
Thank you, Leslie. Are you all happy to be here this evening?
Yes.
It's better than having to go see the principal after school, huh? Okay, so the Monaco South Optimist Club is a civic club in Southeast Denver that thinks kids are probably the most important things in the world. And we love them and we try to support them, and particularly the kids that are showing leadership in being good citizens. We need as many good citizens as we can possibly get. And you guys are the new leaders and the new citizens that are going to take over running when us old folks need to go in the rocking chair and let you do your job. So we want you to know that we think you're very important and that you've achieved a milestone here. Now, the hard thing is, you've got the rest of the year. You still got to be good citizens the rest of the year. You got to be super citizens, or you won't be eligible for the super super citizen award. But we know you'll do that, and we know it's tough to do that, and we appreciate you're doing well in school. The Monaco South Optimist Club runs lots of projects for many of the schools, mainly in Southeast Denver, but all across the city as well. We do Thanksgiving dinner at the Boys and Girls Club and feed almost 1,000 boys and girls and their families throughout the year. We do the citizenship program. It takes a little money to run the program. If you're shopping for holiday greenery, trees and wreaths and boughs and all the things that are associated with the holiday seasons, we have a tree lot at Monaco and Evans, and it's now Kmart again. I had to get used to saying the Sears Essentials, but it's now Kmart again. So when you go to look to buy those sorts of things, go over to Monaco South Optimist Tree Lot at Evans in Monaco. That's my commercial for today. So anyway, we have a great staff of other optimists here. Our photographer who's wandering around taking photos is John Oskin. Carl Guile is one of our past presidents and a lieutenant governor in the Colorado-Wyoming district. And he's very supportive of this program and other things at George Washington High School and at the Brain Bowl. Any of you going to participate in the Brain Bowl? Carl runs the Brain Bowl and is a good contributor. And he's also married to Leslie Meyer, so that's why he has to be here. George Busick is going to talk to you in a few minutes. He's from XL Energy, retired from XL Energy. And if you need your taxes done, see George after the session. He also does taxes. But we're really excited to be here. We love this program. It's a great program. We have kids that are 20 and 30 years old that come back and tell us they were super citizens. And in fact, I think, is one of your children a super citizen?
Daughter-in-law.
And how old is she now?
Gosh, how old is Deirdre, Johnny?
She received her super citizen award in 1982 and still has the picture that was taken from that.
Yeah, and we have all sorts of folks that come up to us and tell us how important that was. And I want to tell you, parents, keep this stuff. Keep the letters, keep the certificates, because believe it or not, it shows a pattern of how your children behave and what type of people they are. And you can use those when they get ready to go to college for scholarship applications. And believe it or not, it works, because I know, because my daughter went here, and she used those things, and she was awarded some scholarships. But it creates a pattern and a trend of how your kids behave, what kind of people they are. And typically, they end up giving back to the community, doing community sorts of things. So all of those things are asked for in applications for scholarships for college. So keep that in mind as well. So anyway, we've been doing this for about 25 years. We want to keep doing it for another 25 years. And to tell us a little bit about citizenship tonight, we have George Busick. Come on up, George.
Thanks, Tom.
The process is your child is going to receive their certificate, their Hamilton Husky, all the good stuff that Leslie said. And we're going to give them a T-shirt. We would then want the family to come back and take a photo, and John will take the photo, and you'll get a copy of that. The school will get a copy. And but then come back. Don't leave. One time we had everybody leave. You've got to come back and you know, let's give everybody their due. And when you're back there, try to be a little bit quiet so that we don't disrupt what the teachers are saying about the other kids up here. So anyway, thanks for being here tonight, and take it away, George. Hey,
thanks, Tom.
As Tom said, my name is George Buzik, and I am I'm a Denver native, for one thing. Hopefully that's a good thing. I graduated from Abraham Lincoln High School on the other side of town, but my wife did graduate from George Washington High School, so I think that's good. So when Tom asked me to come out and talk a little bit about citizenship, I said, what do I know about citizenship? And my wife said, I don't know, but you're a fast talker. And you can probably make something up if you don't. Well, I decided I wasn't going to make stuff up, okay? Because that's probably not a good way to go. But I looked in Wikipedia and trying to find out some definitions of citizenship. And what's a, you know, you're all super citizens. But what's a citizen basically? Because you have to be a citizen to be, in order to become a super citizen. And one definition of a citizen is a person who owes allegiance to a government and is protected by it, okay? So if you are a citizen of the United States and you believe in, hopefully believe in the principles of the United States and the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, that gives you certain rights, okay? Pursuit of happiness, you've all heard those in your civics classes, right? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. But along with those rights go some responsibilities. So you can't have rights if you don't have responsibilities. And as the responsibilities say, if I'm going to have this, then I'm going to have to do this in order to maintain it, to keep it, okay, to make it a little bit better. And you can apply that either at the level of being a citizen of the United States or being a citizen of Denver, okay? If you're a citizen of Denver, the Denver police are sworn to protect you and to uphold the laws of Denver, okay? So you have a right to, let's say, drive a car, okay? But you can't drive a car 100 miles an hour going the wrong way on I-25, because if you do, somebody's going to get hurt, right? So that's the important thing, is that laws are made not to hassle people, although sometimes they're used for that, unfortunately. But laws are made to protect people and to protect generally the masses, if you will, all of the people. And sometimes we don't totally agree with some of the laws. There are people you've probably read in the newspapers or heard on the news. They're camped out on the Capitol lawn right now in downtown Denver. And the governor has said, you have the right, okay, that's that right thing again. You have the right to camp out here from the time the park is open, which is from 5 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. But you do not have the right to pitch tents here. So everybody's got to be gone by 11 o'clock. Now, what's going to happen if some of those people aren't gone at 11 o'clock? We'll have to wait and see. Okay. But so that's that trade-off that you have. Where as a citizen, you have the right, you have certain rights, but you also have certain obligations to help keep those rights for yourself, okay? Now, I've got kind of a better definition of a citizen that I kind of made up myself a little bit. And I call it that it's someone who takes time away from their own pursuit of happiness to do things that sustain the freedom and keep our country safe, okay? So that's why I'm guessing that's why you all are here and have been chosen by your teachers to be a super citizen. It's because you're not one of those kinds of people who sit back and sit on their hands and watch the world go by. Okay? You want to make things happen. You want to help other people. You're the kind of people that help when a new student comes into the classroom, especially maybe somebody from a foreign country or something. You're the kind of person who goes up and say, hi, my name's Johnny, welcome to our school, what can I do to help you out? Okay, that's the important thing about being a super citizen, is going that extra mile to make people feel comfortable and to have them be as happy as you are. They're entitled to their pursuit of happiness, and if you can help them out in any way, that's a good way to do it. A couple of examples of what I consider to be a good citizen in the confines of the school here. Friendly to a new child, something I was talking about. Walk away from a fight. Okay, that's not always easy to do sometimes. You find yourself in confrontational situations, but fighting is not a good thing to do. So it's good to be able to be diplomatic enough to walk away from those kind of things. Say no to breaking the rules. Especially in junior high school, the peer pressure is very, very strong. People say, well, let's do this, okay? Or let's do this, because everybody does it, okay? And you have to have enough courage to say, no, not everybody does it, because it's against the rules, and I'm not going to break the rules, okay? So that's another thing that I think good citizens would do. Even crossing the street, okay, when the signal says don't walk and you walk across the street, that's not being a good citizen, because the possibility of getting hurt is there. So you need there's things as simple as that. Now, what makes you super citizens? Okay, a citizen is somebody who participates. In my mind, somebody who participates, actively participates. What's a super citizen? A super citizen is a real leader. A super citizen is somebody who doesn't just complain about the way things are, but says, how about we could do it a different way? Okay? So when you see something that you don't think is going the right way, instead of just saying, well, that's stupid, I'm not going to do that, you should get together with your friends, with your teachers or whatever, and say, hey, here's a suggestion on how we might be able to make this a little bit better. This is a way we might be able to improve our school. Or this is the way we might be able to improve our community. That's what a super citizen is all about. It's somebody who's out there in front, leading the rest of the group in the right direction. Okay? So, that's my spiel on super citizens. I look around the room at the bright eyes. As Tom said, you're the only future we have right here in this room. You all junior high school students, you are the future. And we, the older people, have to recognize that unless we kind of help you out in being the very best you can be, the world won't be as good as it can be. And I'm, as I said, when I look around the room with the smiling faces like this, and the support that you all have from your parents and your support group, it makes me happy for the future of the world. So thank you. Enjoy your night. It is your night. And you should be very, very proud of the fact that you are the Hamilton Super Citizens. Thank you.